Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sword and Shield Show. I'm Catherine Resendez. And that was Chris Tomlin singing, Whom Shall I Fear? I'd like to begin here now with one of my favorite scripture verses from Hebrews 4:16. Hebrews 4:16 speaks of the throne of grace and mercy, of God's grace and mercy. And so Hebrews 4:16 says, Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I spoke to a dear friend just a moment ago who's in a time of need and asking the Lord for healing, for physical healing. What is it that you're needing at this moment? And who do you go to for help? When you have an ache or a pain, when you need comfort, whether you have a serious illness, excuse me, or a minor irritation, who is it that you go to for help? You go to your doctor, spouse, a friend, a sibling, a parent? or even a child. Or do you go to the Lord? Do you go to both? Who do you call on first? The Lord tells us that he's always with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us, that we should come to him for all of our needs. He tells us not to worry, that we should cast our cares on him because he cares for us. He loves us more than we can love ourselves, and he knows all of our weaknesses, all of our shortcomings. He knows everything about us because he is our creator. And no matter what's going on in our lives, he's in control of it. He allows things to happen to us. We cannot live through this life without some type of adversity. Everyone suffers pain at some time or other, and we will as long as we're on this side of heaven. When we pass from this earth, from this life, into eternity, if we go to live with the Lord in heaven, we will no longer have pain or any kind of adversity. He says there won't be any pain or suffering. There won't be any tears in heaven. Do you know if you died tonight that you would go to heaven? Do you ever think about what will happen to you once you die? Jesus tells us in the Bible that we can know, we can be sure that we will be with him in heaven. And the way we can know is by receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. We're told in the Bible that Jesus is the only way to the Father and the only way to heaven. So the only way we can get to the Lord God Almighty is through his Son, Jesus Christ, who is one with him. We, the followers of Jesus, the followers of Jehovah God, believe that Jesus is the Son of God and is actually one with God, that he is the triune God, that Jesus Christ and Jehovah God are the same. They are the triune God with his Holy Spirit. And he's always here with us in the world, watching over us. He protects us. He provides for us. He wants us to come to him for all of our needs. He tells us that he is actually our provider for whatever we need, whether in sickness or in our finances, in our relationships, in decisions that we need to make in life, we should come to him. And he gives us his holy scriptures so that we can seek him in the word. And he says, when we seek him, we will find him. When we seek him with our whole heart. Are you in pain and suffering right now? Is there anything that you need from the Lord? Is there something that you are lacking that you know that no human being can give to you? Peace, solace, comfort, some assurance of some specific type that can only come from the Lord? If you've tried everything else, will you call on the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to help you? Do you believe that he is real? He tells us we need to step out in faith and do the things that he calls us to do. We need to believe in him by faith. Even that is a gift from him. Faith itself is a gift from God. And the Bible tells us, we Christians believe, that the Bible is the Word of God, the infallible, inerrant Word of God, that it contains no errors. Even though some people say that it's full of contradictions, the Bible explains itself. There are so many references in the Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and they prove each other true. If you're having any type of discomfort or discouragement right now, I would like to encourage you. Because discouragement is not from the Lord. It's not from God. That's from Satan. All of these bad things, the evil things that happen in this life, are not from God, even though he is in control. Bad things, evil things happen in this world because people abuse their free will. The Lord has given each one of us free will to do as we please. We have a choice to obey him or disobey him. And of course, if we disobey him, we're sinning. And our sins separate us from God because he is holy. He cannot look upon our sin. He loves us, but he hates our sin. So he wants us to come to him and confess our sins, to repent of them, which means to make a change, to turn around away from our old way of life, to leave that behind and to turn to him and follow him, to confess our sins to him, repent of them, ask him, invite him to be Lord and Savior of our lives. To do that, we trust him by faith. We trust by faith that he is God, that he is the Son of God and one with God. We trust by faith that he died on the cross, that God actually came down from heaven. Jesus, the Son of God, actually came down from heaven and was born as an infant, a human baby, to live, to die on that cross, to pay the debt for our sins, because it took a perfect, spotless, innocent, sinless sacrifice to pay the debt for our sins, for the sins of all mankind. And Jesus actually, the Bible says, became sin for us, that God the Father sacrificed his own Son, his own self essentially, because they are one and the same. They are three persons and one God. God the Father, God the Son, that's Christ Jesus our Savior, and the Holy Spirit. And he did that for us because he loves us. The Father, he tells us so, the Father gave his own Son for us. How much more will he give the Holy Spirit to those of us who ask? So we need to come to Jesus. We need to come to the Father and ask him for what we need, and ask him also to empty us of ourselves and fill us to overflowing with his Holy Spirit, with his love, his peace, and his joy, so that there is no place left in us for Satan, so that we cannot give place to the devil, because we are full of the Holy Spirit of God, and it is the Holy Spirit of God who lives out the Christian life through us. We know that we cannot do it on our own. Actually, I know that now. For many years, I did not know that. I wondered, how could I ever be good enough? Now I know that I can't. None of us can. That's why the Lord gives us his Holy Spirit to live out the Christian life through us. But he wants us to come to him, to ask for what we need, because he wants us to be in relationship with him. He wants us to be in his presence. He says he will never leave us nor forsake us. No matter what problems we are having, no matter what terrible things we've done, no matter how great our sins are or were, he forgives us when we repent of our sins, when we confess our sins to Jesus. He is the one who has the power to forgive our sins. No man has the power to forgive our sins but the Lord Jesus Christ. So we should confess our sins directly to him and repent of them. And if we know that we cannot repent on our own, we know that we cannot make a change and stop committing the same sins over and over again, if we cannot do that on our own, and of course we cannot, we need to ask the Lord to help us, and he will. He does. And he forgives us, and he tells us that he casts our sins away from us as far as the east is from the west, because if you travel from east to west, the two never meet. If you're traveling from north to south, if you travel from the North Pole to the South Pole, back north again, you'll find that they do connect. But if you're traveling from east to west, It goes on. You'll be traveling to infinity, to eternity. So he casts our sins away from us so that he never brings them back up to us again. He also says that he uses another illustration that he casts our sins into the ocean, into the bottom of the sea. And he does not go back and take them out again. So we shouldn't go back to them either. We should leave all the guilt and shame of our sins behind and cling unto the Lord Jesus Christ and plead the blood of Jesus and the work that he did on the cross for us. The Lord, thank the Holy Father God for his great sacrifice of the cross, for allowing his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, to be separated from him and to actually put the burden, the weight of all the sins of mankind on Jesus for us, allowing Jesus to be punished for us, allowing Jesus to be the propitiation for us, the substitute for us. And we should thank the Lord Jesus for his ultimate sacrifice of willingly suffering and dying for us, suffering all the horrific torture, absolutely inhumane treatment, the shame, the humiliation, the degradation, and the excruciating pain, the most horrible death, and the most shameful death of being hung on a tree, being nailed to a cross, suffering all of that for us, willingly allowing every last drop of his own precious blood to be shed for us, to pay the debt for our sins, so we should not go back and take them up again. In doing that, he redeemed us, and he counted us as no longer guilty, as innocent. And he gave us the righteousness of Christ. We cannot be righteous in our own right. But when we receive Jesus as Savior, he calls us righteous. He gives us the righteousness in Christ. And he says that though we are here, we are actually also seated in the heavenlies with Jesus. He tells us that we are inheritors along with Jesus to the kingdom of God. And he wants the best for us. The Lord knows the beginning from the end. He knows everything. He sees everything. And he's present everywhere at once. Satan has a lot of power in this world. We're told in the Bible that Satan is the prince of this world, the evil world, the dark side of this world. But he can only do what God allows him to do. He only has as much power as the Lord allows him to have. So we need to make our choices. All of those people who use their, excuse me, all of those of us who use our free will to do evil, to harm other people, to even harm ourselves, we will pay for that one day. We will be held accountable for it. So we should not blame God for everything that happens in the world. It's evil, sinful people who commit sins. It's Satan who influences us, who tempts us to do what is evil. But we have free will, God, to make our own choices, to make our own decisions. So we need to pray for wisdom and discernment. It's a good idea to pray and ask the Lord to give us the gift of discerning of spirits so that we can know which voice is speaking to us, because just as the Lord speaks to us, Satan can speak to us as well. The voice of our human nature, the voice of the world, the philosophies of men and cultures and belief systems, all of those things of the world, those are voices that speak to us. But we need to listen to the voice of the Lord, to His Holy Spirit. The Lord speaks to us in our spirit. He speaks to our heart. When we read the Bible and seek Him and pray to Him, He will answer us. You may not hear an audible voice. That's not what I'm talking about. But the Lord can speak to us in our thoughts. He can speak to us in our hearts, in our spirits. He speaks to us in intensely strong impressions. But He has many ways that He can speak to each and every one of us. He doesn't have to speak to all of us in exactly the same way all of the time. If you will begin to read your Bible and really seek the Lord and ask Him, even if you don't believe in Him, will you ask Him, Lord Jesus, Holy Father God, Lord Jehovah God, speak to Him from your heart and ask, if you are real, please, will you reveal yourself to me? Will you speak to me? Will you show me that you are real, that God is real? And I'm here to tell you that He is real, that God is real, that He lives in heaven, and He lives also in the hearts of those of us who follow Him, the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, Christians. He hates our sin, but He loves us. So if you are one who has not yet come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, I hope that you will pray to Him, seek Him, and ask Him to reveal Himself to you and to show you the truth. Would you like to know the truth, or would you like to live your entire life being deceived by others in the world who want to keep you from serving the Lord Jesus Christ and from being with Him in heaven one day? And anyone who wants to deprive you of that is influenced by Satan. Of course, Satan wants all of us to miss going to heaven. Satan knows that he is doomed for all eternity. He cannot be saved. Jesus died on the cross to pay the debt for human beings, paid the debt for all mankind. Satan is not human, so he cannot be saved. He cannot be redeemed. He made his choice, and he's doomed forever to be separated from God. Whatever hell is, that's where Satan will be, whether it's a lake of fire, whether it's a pit of darkness, wherever, whatever it is, it will be outside of the presence of God. He will be separated from the Lord God forever. And all of those people who do not follow the Lord God, God tells us in the Bible that they will be with Satan. They're not going to be with God. If they refuse God, if they refuse to accept Jesus Christ as the Son of God, as God, receive Him as Savior, then they are rejecting God. They're rejecting the Son and rejecting the Father. And so they will be separated from Him forever unless they change their minds before it is too late. And the Lord tells us that today is the day of salvation. When you're listening, when you hear someone speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, about the Lord Jehovah God, about His word in the Bible, it is not by mistake. It is not an accident or a coincidence. The Holy Spirit of God is in the world with us all the time, calling to us, calling to us. It is said that He woos us. The Holy Spirit of God woos us to God, the goodness of God that draws us to Him. He uses adversity as well. When we're feeling great and wonderful, when we are happy, when we have money, when we have relationships, when all of our needs are met, we may not think much about the Lord or spending time with Him. But when we're in pain and suffering, when we're caught in some type of adversity, when things are not, when all is not right with the world, whether we have conflict in our homes, in our relationships, or the financial problems, again, which is a big win, we call on the Lord because we're suffering. We're in pain and suffering. We're hurting. We need to remember that when things begin to get better, because the Lord always comes to rescue us, but when things get better, we should remember to continue thanking the Lord and praising Him for all His many blessings, for all His provision. We should speak to Him in prayer and worship Him. If you can sing, sing. If you can play music to the Lord, do that. Praise the Lord however you can with the way you live your life, which is very difficult. I'm here to tell you, I'm the first one to admit, I will be the first one to admit that it's very difficult. And I certainly know that I am not perfect. And we all fail over and over and over again. But the Lord is loving and forgiving. He is faithful and compassionate. What would we do if God did not forgive us for our sins? So don't be afraid to ask for forgiveness. That is what you need to do. And read the Word of God, asking Him to reveal the truth to you. And tell others about the Lord also. If you don't have a Bible, I hope you will get one. In just a little while, I'm going to read from the Bible, from the Holy Bible. If you have one, I sure hope that you'll follow along with me. Again, I want to offer a little prayer for a friend who called me as the show began. Actually, I began a few minutes late. I was talking to a dear friend who's suffering physical pain, emotional pain as well. She's asking the Lord for healing, physical healing, but her heart is aching, and she needs emotional healing as well. What kind of healing do you need tonight? Or do you have a loved one who needs healing? Will you remember them to the Lord? Pray to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask for healing for them. And in Jesus' name, pray according to His will. He's always there waiting for us to come to Him and ask for what we need. If it is not a matter of physical or emotional healing, maybe it's the necessities of daily living, like food, finances, transportation, whatever the case may be, whether for yourself or someone you love, will you call on Jesus? I'd like to tell you, I'd like to mention several scriptures that you can go to read and meditate on, asking for healing. And one of them is in Psalm 103, verse 3. Another is Isaiah 53:5. You probably know that one. Then there are many, but I'd like to mention a couple of others. Matthew 8:16-17. And I will read them again if you would like to write them down so that you can turn to those scriptures and read and meditate on those when you are ready. Another is James 5:14-16. And so now I will repeat them. These are scriptures to focus on and meditate on when you're seeking healing. All right, the first one is Psalm 103, verse 3. The second is Isaiah 53:5. The third is Matthew 8:16-17. And number four is James 5:14-16. The Bible is a great source of comfort. Whenever I'm upset, I like to read the scriptures. It is possible that sometimes we can be so sick, so upset, having such difficulty concentrating and focusing, we may not be in the mood to read. But if we can manage it, that's when we really need to be in the Word of God or have someone read it to us. there is healing in the Word of God. It's powerful. He tells us it's living and active. And Satan certainly wants to distract us from reading the Word of God, because he wants to come between us in our relationship with the Lord, us in a state of panic and worry and fear. But the Lord says he didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And a sound mind is a disciplined mind. So we need to replace those emotions and those fears with other things so that we don't continue dwelling on them. And of course, it's not easy. It can be very, very difficult. But we can do it. We know that we can, because we have the Holy Spirit of God living in us. We have the Spirit of Christ Jesus living in us. And it is He who lives the Christian life through us. Do you feel comfort or peace when you pray? Do you prefer to pray alone or with someone else? I know that I find great peace in praying to the Lord, in reading His scriptures, reading over the promises that He has given us in the Word. And again, I do believe that the Bible is the true Word of God, and that there is no error, no mistake in it. He tells us not to worry, not to be in fear, not to be filled with anxiety, understanding that we will experience those things, but we're not to dwell on them. If you need a scripture verse to read and meditate on regarding worry, go to Matthew 11, verses 28 and 29. And for anxiety, go to John 16:33, and read the book of Philippians, where he tells us not to be anxious for anything, but in all things, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, make our petitions known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That is one of my favorites. And I know that when I read the scriptures over and over again, when I set aside time for it so that I can sit and relax, take my time and read it, meditate on the word, ask questions about what does this mean, Lord, what are you saying to me with that, so on and so forth, it is very comforting to me. It helps me to be calm and to have peace. And I hope that it will do the same for you. Do you keep a prayer list? That's a great idea, to have a prayer list. Keep a notebook or a journal and write down your prayer request that you make of the Lord, and write down the date. Excuse me. It's a good idea, I believe, to write down the date, major prayer request, the date that you wrote it down. And then whether it's one day later, a month later, or a year later, write down the date that the Lord answered your prayer. It's difficult to write everything down. Excuse me. But if we make a habit of it, we can develop a routine for doing our devotions and making our prayer requests and petitions and praying. We can fill in time in our schedules for each of those things so that we can develop good habits and develop a routine for doing it, and to become diligent about doing that, and then record the blessings when the Lord answers our prayers. He is so good and faithful, and remember that God is all-powerful, no matter how impossible, no matter how difficult things seem. God can do anything. anything that is not contrary to his will and his character, because he is holy. He is the holy, holy, holy God, the one and only, true, living, resurrected, and living Lord God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what I believe as a Christian. And so I want to encourage you again to go to the Word of God when you need healing for whatever problem ails you. Whether it's regret and shame, you replace that. We're to replace that with God's forgiveness. Confess it to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. And you may want to read up on that in Acts 3:19. Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 19. And ask him for whatever healing it is that you need. Well, we're talking about prayer. We need to remember that the Lord told us that if we want to be forgiven, we need to forgive others. So if we're holding on to grudges, if we're just waiting to get revenge, we need to remind ourselves that God says vengeance belongs to him. We are not to take matters into our own hands. We're to leave that to the Lord, and he will make everything right. We're to trust him, believe him, and know that he will do what he says, and wait on him. Many times, I know that I've made mistakes because I was impatient, because I thought the problem I was facing was so severe and so disturbing that I needed a remedy immediately. And I didn't want to wait any longer when what I thought was the answer to my problem, the resolution to whatever was making my life difficult. Many times I opted for the wrong thing because I didn't wait long enough. If I had waited just a little longer, the Lord's perfect solution would have been mine. But I jumped the gun, so to speak, and acted too quickly instead of waiting on the Lord. So we always need to wait on the Lord for his guidance. Right now, I want to mention a special event that's happening in Cerritos. If you live in the area of Cerritos, California, or Downey, Norwalk, Santa Fe Springs, La Habra, La Palma, or La Mirada, or any of the surrounding areas, you may be interested in a special event that's coming up on Friday, March 18th. It's going to be held, first, the time will be from 9 to 10 a.m. It's going to be held at the Cerritos Performing Arts Center, and I believe that's going to be in the Sierra Room. Yes, it's going to be in the Sierra Room at 12700 Center Court Drive. That's 12700 Center Court Drive, Cerritos, California, 90703. It's being sponsored by Trinity Worldwide Reprographics, a company located in the Cerritos area. There will be a Christ-centered message. Some of the speakers have been Ray Comfort and Bruce Marciano. Bruce Marciano, who is an actor and a producer. And he's also a director. And you may have heard of him in relation to Allison's Choice. He is now developing a film titled Gospel According to John. In the past, I believe he portrayed the Lord in the Gospel of Matthew. And some of his acting credits include Murder, She Wrote, Columbo, Days of Our Lives, and L.A. Law. He also established the ministry, the Marciano Ministries, and his organization. It's a nonprofit ministry serving rural villages in South Africa. And Marciano, Bruce Marciano, has traveled the globe as a speaker, sharing the love of Christ, sharing the love of Jesus Christ. And he has witnessed hundreds of thousands of people overwhelmed by God's grace. So again, we hear about the grace of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know who the speakers are going to be on the 18th, but if you are in the area and would like to attend, everyone is welcome. It's a speakers forum. Again, it's sponsored by Trinity Worldwide Reprographics, a full-service printing and graphics business, which is located in Cerritos, California. And the Trinity Speakers Forum allows in their company and reach out to the community by giving and supporting organizations and people who are truly in need. Trinity Speakers Forum is a monthly event that offers a variety of Christian speakers from different professions and backgrounds. The Trinity Speakers Forum provides a comfortable and relaxing environment where people of all ages and backgrounds can come and hear a Christ-centered message. Also, along with a delicious light breakfast, the breakfast is free. Please, everyone who plans to attend is asked to please arrive early. Again, that's the Trinity Speakers Forum on March 18th, which is a Friday. Friday, March 18th, from 8 to 9 a.m. I'm sorry, it's from 9:10 a.m. 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. And I hope you can attend. There will, of course, be music as well, Christian music, praise and worship to the Lord. And now I'd like to read something from the scriptures. And if you have a Bible, I invite you to read along. If you know anyone who's in need of healing, if they're able to listen, ask that you invite them to listen or write down the scriptures and pass them along to them and encourage them to read. There's always the possibility of healing as people receive the Lord. When we receive Jesus as Savior, we receive spiritual healing. It is possible to be healed from diseases as well. Of course, the Lord chooses whom he's going to heal here. All of us will be healed one day when he takes us home to heaven. But the Lord still heals people today, even as he did in biblical times. I'm going to read a short bit of a pamphlet I have from CBN, which is the Christian Broadcasting Network. And this says, if you are suffering from a disease, an injury, or a chronic medical condition, you may wonder if you can ever be healed. The Bible has good news for you. While doctors and medicine are a gift of God, and he certainly uses them to bring healing, his power is infinitely greater than any human wisdom or prescription. In fact, he is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. That is found in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Throughout the Bible, God encourages us to call upon him for healing. He says in Exodus 26, I am the Lord who heals you, and we call him Jehovah Rapha, because he is the God of healing. In Psalm 103, verses 2 to 3, it says, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Some think that miracles no longer occur, citing 1 Corinthians 13:8 through 10. However, this passage refers to the return of Jesus Christ. When he comes again, he will no longer need prophecies, tongues, and miracles because we will be in his presence. Until then, the anointing power and gifts of the Holy Spirit are readily available to help us in every situation. If you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have never thought to do that, I hope that you will reconsider. The Lord is always with us in the world. The Holy Spirit of God is always with us, waiting for us to turn to him, because he wants all of us to be saved. The Lord wants all of us to be with him in heaven. And so now it's time for the reading. I'm going to read Psalm 103. Dear Lord, I ask you to please empty us of ourselves here and fill us to overflowing with your Holy Spirit, your love, your peace, and your joy, so there's no place left in us for Satan, so we cannot give place to the devil. Please empty us of ourselves here, Lord God. Please protect us from all other voices that could speak to us, Lord. We're listening for your voice only to speak to our hearts, to speak to our spirits, your Holy Spirit. Help us to understand your Holy Scriptures and apply them to our daily lives, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And so now let's read Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Correction here. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones, who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers, who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works, and in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That's a very beautiful song, very beautiful words. If you have never received the Lord Jesus as your Savior, if you would like to know that you will be with Jesus in heaven when you die, I invite you to take a step of faith and pray to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior now. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I acknowledge the fact that I'm a sinner, and I know I need a Savior. I know that I cannot get to heaven on my own, so I'm willing to trust now by faith that you are God, that you, Lord Jesus, are the Son of God, that you are God. I trust that you died on the cross to pay the debt for my sins, and that you rose again from the dead, and that by your resurrection, you give me the hope of resurrection, of eternal life. I want to be with you in heaven when I die, Lord Jesus. So I repent of my sins, understanding that that means to turn away from them. So I turn away from my old way of life, my sins, Lord Jesus. I ask you to help me to turn away from them. I ask you to help me to make the change, to stop living a sinful way of life and to follow you. Will you come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior, be my Lord and Master? I surrender my life to you, Lord Jesus, and ask you to live out the Christian life through me. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer sincerely, assure that you will be in heaven with Jesus when you die. Now what you do, since you've dedicated your life to him, is you should join a church that teaches the Word of God directly from the Bible. You should read the Bible for yourself. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand it. Join a Bible study with other people who are studying the Bible, who are studying the Word of God. Be in fellowship with them and encourage them as they can encourage you. Tell other people what you've done, that you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you are born again in Christ Jesus, and that you know that you will be in heaven when you die. Also tell them, please, that you want to live for him. You want to serve the Lord Jesus because that's the commitment you just made, because he's given you the free gift of salvation, of eternal life. Will you please tell other people about Jesus so that they can receive him too? Tell them how they can do that so that they can be saved. That's why we're here. That's why Jesus hasn't taken us to heaven yet, so that we can tell other people, because he wants everyone to be saved. And so until next time, I hope you'll join in again, 7 o'clock next Thursday. You're listening to The Sword and Shield Show. I'm Catherine Resendez, and I pray that you will come to know the love of God, the love, the peace, and the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember to tell other people about Jesus. Until next time, may God bless you.